Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Holy. Like in my ear.
Oh, that was weird.
That's cool.
It's just something you're going to have to live with this week. Welcome back to the podcast. Amanda, you want to scoot over a little bit?
All right.
It is episode 19. Isn't that hard to believe? We've been doing this for 19 weeks, but cheating because we've been filming ahead. But we're not going to talk about that.
No.
Actually, let's talk about it. This weekend we're filming too because Amanda, where are you going, Amanda?
I'm going to Florida.
Florida.
Florida for Memorial Day to visit a friend. So, yeah. Sorry. We don't usually do it. We've only done it maybe 3 times where we filmed ahead.
We have lives, okay?
What?
Lives?
And we want to give
we
you
We don't
guys
do this
time.
For a living? No, because this makes no money. If anything, we spend money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We have a Facebook page if you guys want to follow it. It actually, you can keep up with us better over there. You can also comment. We ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. You get some throwback Thursdays, Fridays, throwback Saturdays. A lot of throwbacks.
Whatever.
Because honestly, we don't take that many pictures now that we're older. You notice that?
I noticed that, yeah. Because I feel
weird?
Like I feel like I'm all, we don't together. Like I
yeah, because on Facebook, you know how you can do see friendship?
Mm-hmm.
I did that and I was like, in the past year, I think we've taken maybe like 12, 15.
Damn.
Isn't that weird? And we hang out, like, quite frequently. Mm-hmm. Not throughout the week.
Probably,
really,
like, once a week. Yeah.
I don't have that many pictures with friends in general, I feel like, anymore.
Yeah. Because I feel like every weekend in college, we would be taking, like,
albums.
An album a week.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry for people that had to endure that. That's probably why we didn't get that many likes. I still don't get that many likes. But, Amanda, do you have some current events, things that are happening in the world, things that we should know about?
Girl, there's not a lot going on.
I mean, the whole Egyptian, did you see the,
Yeah, I got that. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure.
Yeah, so...
I only, like, saw a couple articles about it. I wasn't really reading it that heavily.
Yeah, I didn't get into it too much. It's been all over the news.
Mm-hmm.
But... basically, an Egyptian plane went missing at first. They couldn't find it, and then they found out that it crashed, and they think it's acts of terrorism.
Yeah.
I have an article here. So, yeah, an Egyptian Air Flight 804 carrying 66 people. Did you ever notice when these flights go down, it's really not that many people on the plane?
Yeah, because it's not real.
You don't think so? They had pictures, but who knows, whatever. Yeah. But it went missing from Paris to Cairo, disappearing over the Aegean Sea. I'm sorry if that I sound so stupid right now. But yeah, the flight, it's now been confirmed by French president that the plane has crashed, and Paris prosecutors have
it took someone to confirm that it crashed.
Yeah. But
I would just like to confirm that it did crash. We do have debris. We do have photos of the physical plane smithereens.
What the hell? I couldn't even imagine, though, especially if that was like one of your family members on the plane.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I was watching, because, you know, I get into those little rabbit holes, a Shane Dawson video about 9/11. Did you watch that one?
Yeah, I did.
Oh. I think we're going to have to do a 9/11 conspiracy theory episode.
Yeah.
And people just can't get offended because the facts
and
the theories are there, and you just got to question some things, you know?
I agree. There's a lot of speculation.
There's a lot of speculations with a lot of things that happen in this world, and you just have to, you know, question it, mm-hmm. think outside the box, and you can't be little-minded.
Yeah.
Did you have any other current events, or mm-hmm. is we were just talking about Egypt and their planes?
Man, come on, whole podcast. Did you see that the Rocky Horror Picture Show? I don't know if this is just going to be a one-time thing, or if it's going to be a show,
uh-huh.
but they're re-releasing it with, like, a whole new cast and, like, obviously updating it. And that's supposed to come out in the fall. But it has the girl from Orange is New Black. She's going to be Franken, Dr. Frankenfurter. Have you seen that before?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've never seen the actual full live movie.
It's weird. There's like a big old orgy at the end and the guys are wearing
I think it was a little ahead of its time, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Like, if it came out now, I think it would be fine. But
yeah, I think back then they're like, what? Mm-hmm. But who's all the cast in there?
We have Laverne Cox as Dr. Frankenfurter. Victoria Justice is Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan McMartin as the guy. I can't remember his name.
Ryan McMartin?
I don't know. He's Carvin. Newer. I looked him up. He was pretty cute, though, from what I looked at him.
Who's the director? This seems like it might be a, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Murphy.
It might be. Let me look it up, because it doesn't say.
Ryan Murphy always likes to drop things in the fall.
Yeah, let's see. Rocky Horror Picture.
Because you know Ryan Murphy, he's always working on something.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oh, Kenny Ortega. That's the guy that did High School Musical.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Let's see what else
he did.
I mean,
that's fitting. It's another musical.
And he did This Is It, Michael Jackson. He did Hocus Pocus. I didn't know that.
Well, looky there.
So it should be, I think it'll be a little quirky but good. I don't know how she's going to do in the role. Also, Adam Lambert is in it.
Yeah, well, that's just kind of like his perfect ideal. Like music and something really weird.
Mm-hmm. He plays the role that Meatloaf, do you remember Meatloaf being in the movie? Like, you didn't see that part, probably. But it's just, like, a small role, so.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
I love Meatloaf. So, I love old people in general.
I like that song.
Can I tell you? I'm going off topic.
Can you tell me what you want to tell me?
I'm listening to the Steven Tyler book on audio.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking love that book. In the entire thing, he always says.
So you told me glimpses of this last night.
Oh, did I?
Talk about not so sober thoughts. So Amanda FaceTimed me last night. I just happened to wake up before she FaceTimed me, and I don't remember why.
Yeah. It was like 1 a.m, too.
Yeah, and I was like looking at stuff on my phone, and then all of a sudden, Amanda pops up, and I'm like, oh, okay. Obviously, we know about what we're about to endure. So, Amanda gets into pretty much everything. And then she's like, I've been listening to the Steven Tyler book on audiobook. And I was like, okay. She was like, it makes me want to do things. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, he's like, has such a cool life. And he does all these drugs. I just want to try some of them. I was like, all right, well, you're going to have to pick a different friend to do that with you because I'm not the one.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I don't remember even talking about it. I must have been really drunk because, the whole entire book, there's like, let your freak flag fly. And I'm like, yeah, let your freak flag fly.
That's what she was doing in her cubicle at work. Yeah, let your freak flag fly. Everyone's like, what the hell?
They're like, oh, my girl. Oh, also, can I just say, I'm all pissed off at my work right now. They're making me move cubes. Did I tell you that?
Oh, no, you gotta move your cube.
I have to move my because I guess we're having new
Talk
people
about
come in.
First world problems. Good God.
So, yeah. Just
I'm really pissed off. I gotta move my cube.
I told Josh that, and he's like, that's bull. And I'm like, I know.
Do you at least get a window seat now?
No, I had one, and I'm losing it. I'm going in the middle.
Well, maybe you'll work a little harder now.
Probably.
So you can get some sunlight. Any other current events?
That's it for right now. Unless you have anything you want to discuss, anything you want to rant about. Oh, lady
besides
does.
My dog. Hey, excuse me. We have a podcast going on? Thanks. This week, I just watch YouTube videos whenever I'm bored because what else? I pay for cable and I just probably watch more Netflix than YouTube.
Really?
Versus my cable.
I wish I had cable. I always come over here. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting my cable.
It is very convenient because you can like keep up with like TV shows and the news and stuff like that. But I mean, anyway, off topic. So I was watching BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed always puts out like really good content when it comes to videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did like this body image week, which I think was last week. And so what they did, they took these girls and they took like what they wanted to change about their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so one girl, she's like, I've always wanted a butt. Another girl's like, I've always wanted boobs. Another girl, I don't remember what exact. Oh, she wanted blue eyes. So they gave the one girl butt pads, the other girl a bombshell push-up bra, and then the other girl blue contacts.
Okay.
And so they had to wear it for like a whole week.
Okay.
And they realized at the end of it, these things that they actually wanted was more embarrassing to have them because they had it so like they were enhancing their body. People knew that wasn't really them. And they kind of felt like they loved their body previously than the enhancements, the fake enhancements that they put
That's
on their
interesting.
Body.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Which I thought, why don't we talk about body image?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is such a huge topic among mostly women. Men also experience it as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a touchy subject because there a lot of people have insecurities. And I think
everybody does.
I think, yeah, I know I do. I'm probably, like, one of the most insecure people about my body.
Same. Like, I don't think there's a day that goes by that I don't think about, like, oh, I need to lose weight. Oh, I need
to
do this.
Which sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the media and stuff that we're surrounded by.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot of media, and I think there should be a lot more of, like, people that we can look up to that are, like Rebel Wilson, for example. She doesn't care. She's like, whatever, this is my body.
Yeah, but when you look at celebrities like that, they're very confident in who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not a sex symbol. So
yeah.
You look at them and you see their confidence and you respect them for it, but it's not someone you're going to strive to look like, correct?
Yeah.
So, how do we fix that?
I don't know. I think it has to start from, I don't know, because I feel like you start thinking about that stuff, like, when you're in, like, fourth grade. Isn't that crazy?
I think it's even earlier than that. I think that we teach women, I think, honestly, are the biggest ones that are influenced by all of this, media-wise. And you learn at such an early age.
Yeah,
who
really
knew? Even starts with, like, Barbie. Barbie's, like, you get her and she's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you get those fake makeup kits. Like, they teach you at a very early age.
Yeah.
And even, like, gender roles, they teach you very early. Like, if a boy's like, oh, I want to play with your doll. Parents usually try to strive them away from that.
Yeah.
So, the society that we live in is really messed up. Because if there was another video on BuzzFeed, like, if you're not subscribed to BuzzFeed, I highly recommend them. They have multiple channels out there. But they did another thing where they showed the ideal person based on country.
Oh,
have you ever seen that?
I might have seen that, actually.
And the American version of the ideal person, it was plastic.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like, too, there's so many people getting plastic surgery, like, way more than it used to be.
Would you get plastic surgery if you had the opportunity to?
I don't think I would. Would you? There's nothing I really...
I would.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you get boobs?
Yeah, but I wouldn't even get them that big. I would just want something so, like, it's something there.
Yeah. But why do you feel like you need to have boobs?
I think it's... Honestly, it would make me look more proportional. And when I put clothes on, I would have a better time finding clothes, which is also a really difficult thing to find.
See, I think that's a good reason. A lot of people, I think, deep down would say that, but then they would be like... Obviously, you want to be sexy, and guys like boobs or whatever.
But I feel like when people are like, I want a boob job, they're like, I want, like, C's or double D's. I don't want that. I just want a B. I just want a small B.
Yeah.
I don't even have B's. I have an A.
A's are good, too.
Yeah, but it's really hard to find dresses and stuff that, like, look good on an A cup.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, some of the stuff that's, like, low cut, I can get away with more than, like, you could. Because... Like, if it's, like, that deep, deep V, well, you'd be popping out of it, whereas, like, it just hangs on me.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So it looks more modest. Or, like, at work, I usually wear, like, lower V-cut collared shirts, but the girls that do wear low-cut V shirts at work, they usually get in trouble, and I never do.
Really?
Sorry!
The only thing I like, because I don't have an ass, we have opposite problems here. I have boobs, she doesn't. I have no ass, and she has an ass.
Yeah, but that's also a problem, too. It's hard to find pants.
That's true. But I feel like my problem's okay, because if I can fit into smaller pants, because I have no butt, so I feel better.
Because I feel like when you... I don't know how they would even change this, but pants-wise... If you go to a store, a lot of the pants are different sizes. Like, Old Navy's not going to have the same size 6 as, like, I don't even know a store.
Forever?
Forever 21. But they don't do size 6.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Or, like, American Eagle and Old Navy, they're not going to have the same sizes. So, I feel like they just need to keep it consistent, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I hate going into a store where I would wear a size 6, but at this... Like, Rue 21, it's the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
Or Target. Target's really bad at this too. Yeah. In the junior department, I would wear like a size 11. I don't wear a size 11.
No, I think that I'm the same way too. But then some size 11s, I'm like, shit, this is tight.
Yeah.
And too,
but like oh. at, but it's like different parts of the store. Like some of them, they'd be too big, and the other parts, like depending on the company in Target.
Yeah.
Like 11 would be way too big, and the other company in Target, it would be just right, or the other one would be too tight. Like it's just like, why can't we all have the same? Because that number, even though you don't want it to affect you, it affects you.
Yeah. I think a big one with that too was prom dresses. Oh my god. I feel like I had to go up like 3 sizes when I was looking for like.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I never had that problem.
Really? Mm-mm. I mean, I was shopping at like JCPenney, but.
Yeah. They couldn't afford the sizes.
But, yeah. So, I don't know. That and when we were getting sized for. Bridesmaids dresses. Mm-hmm. I was like a size like 12, which never happens in dresses, but
going on top of that, when it comes to like even finding clothes, they make those clothes for a stick person.
They do. Like for literally
someone with no hips.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know anybody that doesn't have hips.
Because some of the clothes, like where shirts cut off, they'll cut up right at my hip, and the way my body's set up, I have hips. Like it's hips and butt. That's what I got. So if it hits me right there, that's the widest part of my body.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at least 5 billion pounds.
And seriously, when...
heavier than what I am.
When you're trying on clothes and they don't fit, that is like the worst feeling.
And when you're with somebody, too. And they're like, I can go get you another size, I guess.
Yeah. Shopping with my mom was always the worst.
Yeah, mine too. My stepmom.
God.
Because your mom and my stepmom are really tiny women.
Like teeny. Yeah. And we're like... not like them.
No, I'm not built as a small woman. I should have been. I was talking to somebody like about this the other day. It's the craziest thing. So I have very small hands and I have very small feet.
Yeah.
And I have very small boobs, small eyes, small nose, big forehead, big butt. Yeah. Like what's going on?
I'm
a short person.
Yeah.
I think I was supposed to be like a lot smaller than what I am. But the way that my bone structure is, even when I was at my smallest, when you call it my
Auschwitz.
When I think I was like 115, which was it's very thin for me.
That's how low your weight was?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So.
Did you even eat?
Maybe it wasn't 115. It's like 125, something. It was like lower. I don't even quite remember. But I was like a size 4. I'm a size 6, size 8 now. But I carry my weight differently.
Would you rather look like what you did at that weight? Or are you comfortable with where you are now?
I don't think I'm ever going to be comfortable with the weight. Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, because me with no clothes on, I think that's the biggest thing. You have to be confident with the person that you see.
Lady, we're having a serious conversation. She just stuck her tongue in my mouth.
Serious conversation.
Okay.
But I don't think I'll ever be comfortable with my body.
Yeah, same. Even if I've never really had a dramatic weight loss like that, so I don't know if I'd feel like
just dropped. I don't even know. I had mono. I had a lot of stress, so it just completely went. But I don't know, because throughout my whole childhood too, I always struggled with weight. Weight's always been an issue.
Mm-hmm. I feel
and
like
because of that, I have stretch marks and my skin's not super tight, and it's just.
Same. I feel like, too, it all starts, like, when you're in middle school, because that's when I feel like when your body starts changing a lot, and I ate a lot of food, and I didn't realize, like, how it was going to affect, and then, like, once you gain all that weight, like, when you're younger, it's harder to lose it, even when you're in high school, kind of. Like, in high school, it's always, like, the same, like, when I was in college, but I don't know, and it's something that you just, I feel like everybody, nobody talks about it, I feel like, but everyone struggles with it.
With weight and body image.
Oh, yeah.
I think middle school's the worst years.
The worst.
Because you're in such an awkward stage, and your body is growing at different levels.
Yeah.
And the worst part is, that's when you start changing in front of people. Like, not, like, in gym class.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that to children?
Yeah.
You're going through such awkward years, and they're like, you know what? Let's make them wear some kind of gym uniform, but oh no, they can't just, you know, change in these, like, little stalls or anything. They have to change in front of each other.
Mm-hmm. And I know some of those bigger girls would always get made fun of. And there's always that one skinny bitch.
Yeah.
That's like, everyone wants to
look. And that, and it's like a time, at least for girls, where you're growing boobs. So, like, yeah. I had to buy a bra, like, mm-hmm. a legit-looking bra, like, because I didn't have anything there to actually fill it out. But yeah. I had to just because someone might see.
Yeah. God, that's the worst. Isn't that when horrible? You first get bras and all that. Mm-hmm. I feel for anybody that's going through that right now, because I remember being so miserable. Like, and, like, you're obviously going to have to start buying bigger clothes because you're growing, and you're like, what the heck? Nothing fits. I don't know. That was hard.
Yeah, I think that's... Because in middle school, it's just, like, your body's just so messed up. So, like, all the girls... Because I've just always been the bigger girl. Like, I'm not even that big of a person.
No.
It's just, like, the way... Well, in middle school, I was a bigger girl. Like,
were you?
Yeah. Like, all the girls wore, like, a size, like, 12 in kids, or, like, 14, mm-hmm. or, like, whatever those smaller sizes. Yeah. And I wore, like, juniors.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like, what grade did that start? Like, 6th grade?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, but I also struggled with a lot of emotional issues and hate my feelings.
Same. I went home after school every day, because we didn't have sports or anything in 6th grade. They didn't let you do anything like that. And ate ravioli. Every day.
You had a stockpile of ravioli at your house?
That's how I came. Like, and then it was just downhill. And I had, like, glasses. I looked awful.
I had glasses and yeah. braces.
I didn't get braces, thank God. But then I remember I got contacts, like, in 8th grade, and I came back from summer, and everyone's like,
who that girl?
And I was like,
who that be?
Oh. But, yeah, I don't, and I feel like, too, there's such a pressure to, like, have your hair and everything look, I can remember straightening my hair every freaking day.
Yeah, like, it goes into the whole body.
Why would you care? Like, I don't understand why I cared so much.
Because you're putting on this persona. I still do it to this day. I get up every morning, an hour before work, and I put a full face of makeup on.
True. And I get up every day and go to the gym now and then do that.
Yeah, because the way that's... Yeah, but the biggest part of that, why are you going to the gym? It's not for health purposes, right? In the back of your mind, you're like, I gotta look skinny.
Oh, yeah. In the front of my mind.
Yeah.
I go to the gym
twice
a day. Which
is so messed up. Yeah.
I know. I'm just... Because I feel like, too, it's a lot... within my family, my mom... Not to call her out or anything, but she's always been kind of that one that's like, oh... Like, she'll say kind of, like, comments and stuff, and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, crap, like...
Which, I don't think they mean to.
No.
Which, we can actually get into that in the second part of the podcast.
Okay, you want me to pause?
Yeah, so we're going to take a little break. Mm-hmm. It's going to get a little uncomfortable in the next part of the podcast. I feel like this podcast is a very serious podcast, because it is a very serious issue, and a lot of people react differently with disorders mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, yeah, please keep listening. We'll see you in a second.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, we are back. Amanda's coming to sit on down on the couch, the thinking
Come
couch.
Come on down.
You're on the Price is Right.
Okay.
So, where we left off, you were talking about your mom, and I think parents do play mm-hmm. a huge influence on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're also influenced by it. And if you're living in a family where... Your parents and your siblings are a lot thinner than you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're very, very affected by it, which I have a lot of feedback on this subject, which probably you do
well.
Yeah. And for a lot of people that don't know me and Amanda, we have struggled with eating disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a serious topic. It's still something that we both struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I have an eating disorder per se at this current moment, but I do constantly think about what I'm putting into my body and how much I'm consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like what it was. Like, before, I was consumed by it. Like, it was mm-hmm. like everything I was putting in. I was like, oh my God, like mm-hmm. I'm just going to gain more weight now, and I can't eat this, I can't eat that. Where now I focus more on when I go to the grocery store, oh, well, this is more beneficial to my body.
Yeah. It's like it's forever going to be a constant battle, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something, I feel like everybody struggles with it, but another thing, like, nobody talks about, especially eating disorders, because it's obviously a very uncomfortable topic. Like,
mm-hmm.
I barely ever bring it up, just because it's hard. But I feel like, too, like, you're right. The family thing, that's seriously how it stemmed off.
Yeah, and I don't even think my parents even know about mine.
No, my parents definitely don't know about mine.
And if they listen to this podcast, we're going to get phone calls.
God, don't call!
But, do you want to talk about how it started? How you think it influenced you so much?
Yeah, so, it started off for me big time in high school, actually. If you guys don't know, I have an older sister and an older brother, and my sister, I thought at the time, was just, like, Miss Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about her, she had, like, she was skinny, she was great at soccer, she did, she was super smart, like, she was, like, almost top in her class or everything, so I was, like, I always, like, idolized her, and I was, like, I have to be exactly like her, and obviously with my mom being so skinny, too, that I think I was just, like, oh my gosh, like, after those middle school times, I had all this weight, and I was just stressed out and stuff, and so, of course, this eating disorder happened, and, like, all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then at the time, I didn't know. But my brother was also struggling with it, but we didn't talk about it or tell each other. We also, like, didn't really get along. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, yeah, it just kind of stemmed off. And, I mean, I go through times still now. Like, I can go, like years without even, like, thinking about it. But then I'm like, oh, crap, the weight's back on. That's always when I'm like, okay, yeah. My clothes are big. Then it stems back, and I'm like, oh, crap, mm-hmm. all these things. So it's, like, hard. It's, I'm juggling it every single day. But
yeah.
I haven't gone to, like, see anybody about it or, like, talk to, like, a therapist because I don't think I need that much. Like, I can recognize when things are getting bad.
Yeah, I think you have told me, which you're obviously, we're not going to talk about that. But you've overcame a lot of the demons that
mm-hmm.
you've dealt with. It's not to the point where it was at all. It's just something in the back of your mind. And
it's so hard. It was actually kind of, like, it's weird to say this, but it was great to know, like, that I also have my brother struggling with it, too, at the same time, even though we didn't, like, talk about it at that time, but at least I knew it kind of, I wasn't alone.
Right.
And, I don't know. So that kind of helped. And, like, if something goes down, I can also have, like, Megan talk to her, like, obviously now that my brother, so it's also good to have, like, a friend that understands and, like, is going through or has gone through, like, what you, not exactly, but, you know, like,
right.
emotionally. Yeah. What about you?
I think mine mostly started after my mom passed away. It was a lot of emotional stuff. And my father remarried.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman that he remarried was a very small, petite woman. And my dad's a very, he's not small. He's, like, 6 foot, but average weight guy, not heavy at all.
Oh, yeah.
Muscular built. My brother's very, very skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in middle school, I was heavier than everyone else in my family. And I was probably obese in middle school. Probably.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was pretty big in middle school. So, I mean, there was different ways they could have approached it, but they
mm-hmm.
always asked me, oh, are you working out? Are you going to work out today? Oh, well, you should work out.
God,
they got me a trainer.
That's the worst part.
I had a dietitian for a while.
My jaw dropped the first time she ever told me that.
Which, in middle school, you're going through this transitional phase, so a lot of it probably was baby fat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, in the back of my mind, I was never good enough,
mm-hmm.
like, body image-wise, and that's still an issue that I have. So if I go back to my parents' house, they still, like, no shade towards them, but it's just who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll still ask me, oh, are you still going to the gym? Oh, are you still doing this? So it's just like, why? Why do you have to do that? Because then that just triggers back things,
mm-hmm.
and it makes me to the point where I don't want to eat when I go over there.
Same. Yeah,
so.
And I don't understand why it always has to be a thing. Like, I literally every time I go home too, my mom's like, "Oh, are you working out?"
Yeah.
Oh, and even if she says I look good, I'm like, I kind of take that as a bad thing. I don't know why.
Because
I'm like, then I'm like, you're noticing my weight. Why can't we just talk about something else? Or, you know, or she wants to go shopping, and I'm just like, God, we have to go through this again.
Yeah, which I don't ever like going shopping with them because I feel like it kind of exposes a little part of you, and they kind of know where your body kind of sits. So, I don't know. I just feel like even when I meet new people, I don't like eating in front of them. Do you find like you're the same way?
Yeah, same. Especially another big one too is when I'm like visiting people, like say if I was eating with Josh's parents or something,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I realize I'm like very like
yeah. Just little bites.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if that stems from, I don't know if that's just like an everyday, like everybody does it thing, mm-hmm. or if it's just like because we had all these issues.
So what I want to take away from this podcast is that we are not perfect.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are a lot of people are struggling with the same issues. Mm-hmm. So I just want to put out there that if you guys do have concerns or anything like that, that you can always reach out to us.
Always, yeah. Definitely.
And then don't always be influenced by media. I know it's really hard considering mm-hmm. we're in a world where social media and television and celebrities are always like, buy this new waist trainer, you'll look so much better, and all this stuff, and these new crash diets, like... It's not ideal.
No, and I learned, Amy Schumer did, like, an interview or whatever, and mm-hmm. she said that, like, behind the scenes, because she's a good one to follow, too, because she doesn't care, but that she said, like, nobody in Hollywood eats. She's like, nobody in Hollywood eats. That was, like, a kind of, like, oh, really? Like, and they have to work out so hard.
Like, just to get that body. Mm-hmm. Because the way that your body's built, you have to think back to, like, the beginning human.
Evolution.
Some people believe in evolution, some don't. I don't believe in evolution. So, the early human, you're out there in the wild, constantly hunting, gathering, whatever, living life.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what your body's built to do. Our body is not built to sit on the couch, watch TV, and eat Cheetos.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
We want to, though.
Well, even that, and our body's not going to be super muscular, super skinny, unless you really, really work at it. And that's just not ideal for the person, like an ideal everyday person.
Yeah, and the hardest thing for me to grasp is, like, as much as you work out, like, every single thing that you put in your body, like, eating the right things is much better than if you never work out. I realize
that.
Yeah,
because
so
I think they say 80% of what you eat mm-hmm. is what your body's going to look like.
And I'm that person, like, I'm hungry and I want this. I want, like, a cheeseburger. I'm going to eat mm-hmm. it. And it's just, it doesn't work out for what I want.
I know, because even me being a vegetarian, which is a lot of people, which really pisses me off when people say this. Well, you're a vegetarian, like, I'll drink an energy drink. Because I, honestly, mm-hmm. I need them sometimes just to get through the day.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be like, well, you're a vegetarian. Like, you shouldn't be drinking that kind of stuff because you're a vegetarian because you want to eat healthier. No, that's not exactly. Like, I try to eat healthy. Obviously, sometimes I slip or else I'd be, like, a twig person.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like people even say little comments like that. Like, they judge you based on what you eat or what your title is.
Yeah.
Is just also you're in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, well, I can't eat this in front of so and so because they might judge me.
Oh my god, yeah. This is a good example. I got Taco Bell on Friday night and mm-hmm. I was gonna Snapchat it, but I was like, if I Snapchat this, people are gonna be like, wow, Amanda, you were just talking about how you go to the gym twice a day and you're eating freaking Taco Bell.
Yeah, and fast food's always something that you, like, you don't want to tell people that you eat.
You still do.
Yeah. It's like one of those guilty pleasure things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your favorite fast food place?
McDonald's. Or Wendy's.
Really?
Yeah. What about you? You like Arby's, right? Or probably not anymore.
Like Taco Bell? Like, fast food's, like, really not that enjoyable of a time anymore.
I was gonna say, if I'm to go vegetarian,
Taco Bell's, like, one of the main ones that you can really go to. But
I just love fast food.
I like people making my food for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too.
I just feel freaking hate cooking.
I hate it. Maybe that would be better for us if we learned.
Just how to cook?
Well, you can actually cook. I cannot cook. I can't even fucking cook rice.
You can't cook rice. An everyday struggle.
Can we talk about the DMI thing before we go?
Oh, yeah, sure. So we put in the, our measurements and our weight and stuff mm-hmm. for BMI. I got overweight by 0.3.
Not that bad. What did I have? It was bad.
You had 2.4.
Yeah.
Overweight. More the same height.
But we want to put out there that if you are, like, looking at the BMI and you're like, oh my god, I'm so overweight, don't. Because they found that BMI is not as accurate because it cannot distinguish between fat and muscle. So if you are heavier but you have a lot of muscle, obviously it's going to say you're overweight based on your height and weight. So I just want to put it out there that for people that are trying to lose weight or
that, you have to take effect of like your body type. So like Google what's Kim Kardashian's BMI? She's got a big butt and big hips.
I feel like
she's got a small waist.
What is Kim
Kardashian's? Which we're doing exactly what we shouldn't be doing, but I mean I'm just interested in it. Does it say?
I gotta click in.
Gotta click in all her things.
Yeah, because look, that is photoshopped.
Her hips are huge.
They're that big?
I guess.
I'm
a size 27 jeans.
My measurements are 34, 26, 39.
Which I think they say when it comes to measurements, too, ideally for a woman, which also sucks as well. It's like, do you know exactly what the measurements are?
For her?
No.
Oh, for
there's
what?
Like an ideal ratio.
The ideal
body ratio. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but they do so many things that it's just like, well, this would be like the perfect woman.
Okay. The hourglass shape. Everybody wants. Do what you want,
With my body.
Here we go. God, those girls are fucking stick thin.
I know. The Victoria's Secret models. I think they said they're going to start doing plus size models, which is, you know, average people.
Okay, it doesn't say, but it says BMI would be 18.9. I don't know. Google's not making it easy today. I just like it when it pops up with, like, the most popular thing.
Oh, because you didn't type in the right stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Body ratio. Today.
Still gotta click in. Dang it.
Yeah.
Lady, what you doing?
I feel like it's harder, like, for women, it's hard because you have to meet, like, the standard. But I feel like for men it might be even harder.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I don't think so, though, because we talked about this before, but girls are way more accepting of guys that are bigger
than
versus like the other way around, because that's another thing too.
You can Google and comment down below.
Wait, that's another thing too. Is that I feel like a lot of us too are, if you're single or if you also want to like keep in shape when you're younger because you're trying to find someone to be with. That I don't know. I feel like guys do not have to work as hard. Like I would date a guy that's really skinny or a guy that's bigger. Like as long as they make me laugh.
I guess yeah, but I feel like guys might have the image that they're supposed to look like, too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Right, yeah.
But I feel like for guys, it's not as hard to get that body.
No.
Because I feel like if they actually tried and dieted and, like, do a couple push-ups a night, they get big arms.
Yeah. Because I feel like, too, what Ryan just started working out, and he already lost 20 pounds.
I know. Congrats, Ryan. Shout out to you.
Yeah, for real. That's freaking awesome.
You're going to be our shout out of the week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my brother. He was on the podcast, if you've watched past episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that's really good.
For real. For real. Well, that it?
That's it. That's all I really had to talk about. Let us know about if you're struggling with anything or if you have any advice to how to overcome this. Because we're surrounded by it every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's how sex sells. Sexy bodies sell. So they make you want to look a certain way. That's why, you know, waist trainers and all that garbage is always on your Instagrams and all these pills and all this crap that you don't eat.
Pills don't work, by the way.
And all of those people that are in a relationship are looking for people. Let the other person that you're interested in, let them know that they're beautiful just the way they are. Because that's how it's going to start. And parents, do the same to your kids.
Yes.
Do not give them... We're already surrounded by so many things that give us such negative images of ourselves, and that's just something that we don't need. So it's just spread positive feedback.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I don't know. That's just what I mean.
There's no need to call someone fat.
Or, say those underlined comments. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you look like you lost weight.
I hate that. I hate that.
Oh, did I look bad before? Thanks. But
yes.
Yeah, okay. We'll see you guys next
time. Ladies, shut up!
The fuck?